From the Financial Times in London, I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor, and this is FT News. Four of the world's biggest banks are collaborating on a new blockchain project. The Utility Settlement Coin project promises to revolutionise the way in which securities trades are processed, supposedly making it cheaper and safer. Well, to talk with me about the initiative is Martin Arnold, our banking editor. Martin, tell us more about what exactly is happening.
This is one of the most concrete examples to date of the big global banks teaming up on a specific practical use case of the blockchain technology that underpins the Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and turning it to their advantage, they hope, to transform the process of clearing and settlement. So that's the back office of investment banking and clearing houses and custodians and stock exchanges where they keep records of all these trades that are going on in financial markets, in equity and bonds. This utility settlement coin that the four banks, UBS, Deutsche Bank, Santander and Bank of New York Mellon launched alongside the UK broker ICAP, is designed to provide a digital cash solution to help speed up that clearing and settlement process in financial markets. So the way it'll work is there'll be what they're calling a coin, which will sit on the blockchain, and that will have a direct claim against cash on deposit at central banks. And there'll be different coins for different currencies. And those coins will be directly convertible into the cash that's sitting in the central bank's deposits. But the reason for doing this is to speed up the payment process. So when one bank sells a bond to an institutional investor, that institutional investor sends the money to the bank. And that process of sending the money can be quite time consuming through the SWIFT payments network or whichever other network it is used. And the whole process of reconciling where the money is and who's got it and storing all that data and keeping records can be simplified by putting these records onto a blockchain, which is a shared database, essentially secured by cryptography. And that eliminates a lot of the extra reporting and reconciliation requirements that they have at the moment.
It should save them money, both in terms of that back office cost, which is a big overhead for banks, and it should, I gather, also save them capital because these securities won't be on their books for as long, won't be sitting around, it'll be instant kind of reconciliation, as you say, so that would be cheaper as well.
Yeah, it'll be near instant settlement of these trades, and that will free up capital because they won't have to hold capital for the trading risk and the operational risk in the meantime while they're waiting for these transactions to be cleared and to be settled. So they'll be able to churn their capital much more quickly and they'll need far less of it. So that's another saving for them. Another benefit that the banks talk about is transparency, that having this on a shared database that is available for the regulator to look at and an indelible record of all transactions that's available for everyone to see is better than each bank having their own records and trying to reconcile those with the records of other players in the market.
Does that mean the regulators are going to sign off on these initiatives and support their launch?
Well, I think central banks and regulators have warmed up to the idea of digital currencies and digital cash. For instance, the Bank of England has started to look at the potential of launching its own digital currency. So has the Bank of Canada. The Fed, I'm told, in the US, the Federal Reserve, is also playing around with some ideas in this area. So they can start to see the benefits of this. So I think there's an opening in the door there for this consortium to push at.
Final question, will it happen quite as quickly as they hope? I think they're talking this initiative, which we should say is not alone. There are other parallel initiatives going on. But the timing for this does seem particularly ambitious. They're talking about early 2018 to launch commercially. Is that realistic?
Who knows? I mean, one thing I will say is that the developments in the blockchain world are moving incredibly fast. If you think only 2 years ago, most banks and regulators were extremely cautious and negative about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general, and even the blockchain. And in the course of essentially 2 years, they've gone from being very suspicious and thinking that this was all to do with sort of the dark web and the criminal underworld and drug dealing and fraud and very risky, to actually almost all of the world's big banks are now investing quite a lot of money and time in trying to develop these new projects that they hope will save them billions of dollars. So it's a real transformation from the Bitcoin early days when you had these young techies in hoodies and ripped jeans who were trying to change the world and disrupt the world of finance. And you've now got these sharp-suited bankers who've come in and hijacked the underlying technology and looking to put it to their own advantage.
And they're employing the guys with ripped jeans and hoodies. The only question now, I suppose, is will it work? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Thank you very much, Martin.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.